You are listening to the Illuminated Life podcast with Trish Johnson. This podcast is dedicated to sharing inspiring ideas, strategies, and stories that can help you discover your path to an illuminated life. Hello, and welcome back to episode number 13, Depression and Self-Love. We have some pretty big topics to cover today, and I have something very important I'd like to share with you. But first, I just want to remind you that the information I share on this podcast throughout each episode is all stuff that I have personally tried or have applied to my own life in order to live my best life. That illuminated life that I am always referring to. I want you to know that I'm learning alongside you, and there may be some things that I learn that I may not have known before, and there are things that may shift what I believe or even change my beliefs. I've learned that some of the tools and strategies I've used before continue to work for me, while others have served their purpose and I no longer need them. As I evolve, I will learn and I will add new tools and strategies to my pack. It's important that you know that. It's important that you know that I'm a working draft, and so is this podcast. I believe the same is true for all of us in some way or another. So please just know that. So back to what I wanted to share with you today. This is really hard for me to talk about, but I know it's important to share. I am sharing this today, first, to celebrate just how far I've come, and second, to offer hope to anyone who can relate to my story, even when there doesn't seem to be any hope. Depression runs in my family, on both sides, and it's done so for at least three generations that I know of. And I myself have experienced depression more than once in my life. And until now, not everyone knew about it. In fact, very few people knew about it. It's those experiences that have been a big part of why I want to learn all I can about how to live life better, despite whatever gets thrown our way. I don't just want to get by, but I want to thrive, as I've said before. And I deeply want that for others too. And that's why I started this podcast. Now, you know, if you've been listening since the beginning of this podcast starting, that I strongly believe in the idea of managing our thoughts and our minds and our feelings. And I couldn't have been more ecstatic when I learned a few years ago the importance of being aware of our thoughts and how to manage them. It was like a light switched on for me that I hadn't had before. It wasn't available to me before. And learning how to be aware of my thoughts and how to manage them was like a beacon of light. And it was what I needed to start living a life that I was proud of. And it also helped me keep depression at bay. This was so huge for me, and it made such a huge impact in my life. I was doing so well that I was in the habit of this work, and my awareness started to wane, and my intentionality wavered. And because I wasn't living consciously, depression slipped back in. For the span of about 7 months this year, I experienced a very deep depression. So much so that I was crying daily, and I could barely keep it together. I had no energy, and I took everything that I could just to get up in the morning. I was living in survival mode, and sometimes barely doing that. I struggled to face the reality of this situation because of how far I had come and all that I had achieved. It was strange because I was in a sort of disbelief, because how on earth could I be back here in depression? I think that this made it worse because I had felt so let down that despite all my new tools that I had had and that had helped me move so far and achieve so many great things in life, I was back where I didn't think I would ever be again. And that actually made me fall deeper into depression. And I started antidepressants and I started seeing a counselor again because these were things that I had done in the past that had helped. But many weeks passed and I still wasn't feeling much better. Many times throughout the day, I had to bite the inside of my lip to keep myself from crying at work and in front of my kids and all the people that I came in contact with that day and the people who loved me. And in the midst of all of this, I was trying to make everyone happy while I was unraveling so fast. I was snapping at everyone in my life and becoming more and more withdrawn. There was very little light, if any, left inside of my heart, and it all seemed so hopeless. I was in such a bad place that I believed it would just be better if I went to sleep and I never woke up again. And that was my red flag. That was when I knew it was bad. And what I was doing wasn't working. I continued on the medication and the counseling, but I needed something more. I had so many tools from being a life coach myself, and these tools had carried me through the past incredibly difficult years, but something was missing. I was missing a huge component, a huge key component. Self-love. But I didn't know this at the time. I thought it was just that my thoughts that were causing me all of this pain and my lack of managing them. But I did not understand where the thoughts were coming from. And sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. That is why I believe coaching is so amazing. And I had done a great job of coaching myself, but it wasn't enough. So I decided to hire a husband and wife coach team that were experienced in working with clients who have depression. I had to commit to why all my tools weren't working. It was time for me to do things completely different. Working with my coach team weekly, I took every one of my assignments very seriously. Some of the assignments I had done before, but not like this. They weren't done with the intentionality and curiosity that I applied to them. Other assignments were simple, but against who I am or who I was in that space at the time, and I dreaded doing them, but I did them anyway. Some even seemed too simple to have an impact, but little by little, I started to feel whole again. Then I had a breakthrough. Through all of this work, I was learning about self-care and self-love. And I realized that self-care was not self-love. And I didn't think that there was a difference. I was doing things I thought I should do versus what I really needed to do out of self-love. And I realized that my self-love was virtually non-existent. I had to dig deep about why loving myself was so difficult and what I had been doing to create my own current reality. I had to move beyond using the tools I had in a reactive way to fix things after the fact, and I had to figure out how to start using them in a preventative way. I also had to go back and examine what it was in my life I was doing that wasn't working. What was I doing to keep myself on this hamster wheel that I felt like I was on? I used to push myself to get a million things done for work, for my family, my friends, for my business, for what I thought I needed to be doing. I was in this constant state of do, do, do. And then when I was feeling burned out and overwhelmed, that's when I would try to do things for self-care, to take care of myself. I had to dig into what was causing the imbalance and that distorted perspective I was holding on to. And then I realized I was doing things I thought aligned to my values when in fact I wasn't. I had everything all out of whack, and I realized what was causing me so much pain was the very things I was doing that I thought would alleviate my pain, and instead made things exponentially worse. But thank goodness I knew my red flags. I knew when to reach out for help, because through these last weeks, these last 8 weeks, I've grown into being brave, standing strong in my true, authentic self as I continue to learn more and more about who that is. I'm slowing down, and I'm using my strengths in service of my best life versus against it. And I find myself asking questions often, like, am I being my authentic self? Am I being honest? Am I showing up in a way that is aligned with what is most important to me? Is doing this thing helping me or causing me undue stress, anxiety, or pain? Is this truly what is most important? These were powerful questions, along with all the other work I was doing, that coupled with renewed consciousness and awareness and intentionality, I'm now letting others in and allowing them to help me when I need it. I'm now putting myself first, because when I do, I have so much more to give, and I'm so much happier when I give from this space. I'm not sure who said this, but someone brilliant out there said, you need to serve from your saucer. You need to serve from your saucer. I didn't really understand what this meant when I first heard it, but boy, I do now. We have to fill our own cups so completely that they are spilling over. We do this by loving ourselves and taking care of ourselves. What spills over is what we share, what we give, and how we serve others better. But we should never give from our own cup. I loved this when I thought about it recently, and with this new understanding that I have through this experience, because I had been giving from my cup, and then I would fill it back up, and then I'd give from my cup, but I was never fully full. I don't know if there's ever been a time in my life when my cup has been full and stayed full. And that is very powerful. And for those of us who thrive and were put on this earth to serve other people, this is very important. So remember that one. Always serve from your saucer. I'm happy to share with you that through all of this work I've been doing, which I have learned I will never stop working on this stuff, I am definitely not dealing with depression anymore. I am still seeing my coach team to make sure that I keep this new understanding and these new learnings in place, but probably not for much longer. I am still on antidepressants and will probably be talking to my doctor about coming off of those maybe in a couple months, just to make sure. I know that there are definitely some chemical things involved in it, but regardless, I'm feeling so much better. I'm feeling like I had been before when I was feeling amazing. And now that I've learned how important self-love is, everything has shifted. Now I only have a must-do list, and it can't be more than 3 things per day. Many weekend mornings, I'm lounging on the couch or in my bed, which was just for a long time unheard of. And it's not because I'm lazy, but because I work really hard and I deserve to slow down and rest and recuperate after a long week working two jobs, managing a home, being a mom and a wife and all the other roles I have. I had to let go of unfinished projects, and this is hard for me, but if they don't speak to my heart or give me energy, I have to let them go. I'm learning to table projects that are taking time away from what I feel is most important and taking time away from taking care of myself. My tools are working for me again, and that's because I'm starting with self-love, and everything else comes second. And I'm not being reactive like I had been, and instead preventative by starting with me. Now, I'm saying things out loud in a kind and respectful way with love that would have stayed inside my head in the past. I have more confidence in my abilities and who I am, and I don't care nearly as much as I used to about what others think, and that feels so good. I'm more fully able to love others unconditionally because I'm loving myself unconditionally. I'm no longer afraid. I have found my strength. I'm singing and dancing in my kitchen, and I'm laughing again. I'm laughing often. I'm finding that I'm more present, and I'm living aligned to what's most important, even when it's challenging to do so. Because of all of this, because I have gone all in for myself, I have found even more joy and peace, and I'm happy again. For me, my path out of depression was through self-love. And this may not be the case for all depression, but I do believe the lack of self-love is often the root of our greatest challenges. So, today, I want you to ask yourself, how much do you love yourself? And no, self-love is not buying yourself a new outfit or letting yourself take a nap when you're tired. That's more about self-care. Self-love is about loving you for who you are right now, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest level of self-love, what is your self-love at? Is it a 5? A 7? A 2? If it's not a 10, I want you to start looking closer at your life and how you can get it to a 10. Spend some time being aware of how you love yourself and the ways in which you don't. Remember, it's not just about loving the parts you like or the quote-unquote good parts. It's all of you. Take time to think about it. Observe. Increase your awareness around it. Talk with friends and loved ones about this, or hire a coach. But love yourself at a level of 10. Next time, I'm going to go into this deeper. How I've defined self-love and the ways I have learned to love myself unconditionally. Also, if you have great tips that you want to share because this is something you're really good at, email me. I'd love to share that with the listeners here. My email is trish@trishjohnson.com. And if you are struggling with depression, please reach out to someone, anyone. Please, you should not be doing this on your own. It takes a village for everyone, depressed or not. And know that depression isn't just feeling down or sad for a few days in a row. Major depression is when a person feels like there's no hope. Their mood is filled with sadness and emptiness. Major depression is serious and can cause a person distress in every area of their life, school, work, relationships, friends, etc. A person with depression can't see a way out of this black despair that they're feeling. And the feeling of hopelessness doesn't go away easily. And if you find that it does, it usually returns within a few hours or the next day. And it's important to know that depression can strike out of the blue, and often with no reason for a person to start feeling that way, but they do. If you don't have anyone to reach out to, or you're afraid to reach out to somebody, please know that there are hotlines that you can call. One is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and that's 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-TALK. And you can always take advantage of their online chat service. And it's important to know that you don't have to be feeling as if you need to put your life to an end or that you're feeling suicidal. You can reach out to these services just because you're feeling lonely or you're going through some tough stuff. So please don't let that deter you. Another number you can reach out to is the Samaritans at 877-870-4673. That's 877-870-HOPE. And you can call or text at that number. And of course, if you need immediate medical attention, call 911. Depression is a sneaky little devil, and often we don't realize how bad it is until it's really bad. Get help from a doctor, a counselor, a friend, a coach, but please don't suffer one more minute by yourself. And like me, if you have all those supports in place and you're still not feeling better, keep reaching out and seek even more support. You will get through this. You are worth helping yourself get through this. But please, I beg of you, don't do this alone. I'll include this information in the show notes and on my website. That concludes our episode for today. I wish you all well. I'm so grateful that you're here and that you keep showing up. I know that I am here to help other people, and I hope so dearly that something here that you've come for looking, you've found, and you have help, and you know that you're not alone, and you're on the path to your best life. Until next time, take care. Please join me next time as we continue this journey together. Until then, be better today than yesterday and live life illuminated. Thank you so much for listening to the Illuminated Life podcast. If you're enjoying what you're hearing, please leave a quick review in iTunes. Also, for free resources, show notes, and ways you can work with me directly, head on over to www.trishjohnson.com. That's www.trishjohnson.com.